KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this hour by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. In high school cross country last night, Atlantic's cross country teams competed at the Southeast Polk Cross Country Invitational. On the girls' side, Atlantic finished 11th. Ava Rush was the top finisher, 29th place. Waukee won the team title. In the boys' race, Atlantic finished in 10th place. Craig Allen Becker led the way with a top 10 finish as he took 7th with a time of 17 minutes, 5.7 seconds. Ames was the team champ on the boys' side of that meet. In high school volleyball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic 3 in a row. St. Albert took 3 out of 4 from Shenandoah. Red Oak swept all 3 games from Denison, and Clarinda defeated Mount Air 3 straight. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW outlasting IKM Manning 3 games to 2. Logan Magnolia 3 games to 1 over Underwood. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 3-0, and Tri-Center swept 3 from Riverside. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Cam 3 games to nothing. Peyton Sherdan beating Boyer Valley 3 games to nothing. Also, Glenn Ralston topping Woodbine 3 in a row last night. In the Corner Conference Tournament in the championship, Sydney wins the title with a 3-game sweep over East Mills. And also in the consolation match, it was Stanton a winner as they beat Griswold 3 games to nothing in that match last night. The Iowa High School Athletic Girls Athletic Union released the latest volleyball rankings on Thursday. In Class 1A, Sydney is top-ranked. St. Albert is ranked second. East Mills is 11th. And Coon Rapids Bayard checks in at number 12. In Class 2A, Western Christian is top-rated with Underwood in at number 10. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption holds the top spot. Kemper Catholic is 7th, while Red Oak is rated 9th. In Class 4A, Sergeant Bluff Luton is top-ranked with Lewis Central in at number 7 and Glenwood rated 13th. In Class 5A, Cedar Falls is number 1. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln is ranked 8th in this week's poll. Well, the Atlantic Trojans football team hopes to keep momentum rolling from a thrilling road win over Kemper Catholic last week into this week's road test at the OABCIG Falcons. Atlantic played a strong, complete game against the Knights and came up with some big plays late to seal the win. The Trojans stuffed Kemper Catholic on a 2-point conversion attempt in the final minute to secure that opening district win. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said that experience will be valuable.
It's just going to be a huge thing for us moving forward to experience something like that. Now there is confidence behind them. I think that confidence was always there. They were just kind of waiting for that moment. We've been building all year, you know, for this game, and this is the one that's the most important right now. So we're going to utilize what we've used, even the games we've lost. We've still built on those things. And, you know, when you get a big win like this, it just, you know, exaggerates everything and everything becomes even a little bit bigger.
Tyler Moen led the offense again last week for the Trojans with 224 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. He also came up big on special teams with the first 2 field goal makes of the year for Atlantic. OABCIG head coach Larry Allen said they know the offense runs through Moen and they'll need to try to slow him down.
You know, it's the tailback, the Moen kid. You know, we watch him. We had him last year and he wasn't as much of a feature back last year because of the quarterback he had. This year he's much more of a part of the offense, and it looks like everything wants to go through him, and we understand that. We realize he's probably going to get some yards, but our goal is to try to limit the big plays that he can get for us and see if we can force Atlantic into some second and third and long situations where maybe we can dictate a little bit more what we can do on defense.
The OABCIG offense goes through their quarterback, Cooper DeJean. He's thrown for 1,183 yards, 19 touchdowns with just 1 interception this season. DeJean has completed 65% of his passes, and Coach Allen said he's orchestrated the offense very well.
Yeah, Cooper's very athletic back there, good decision maker. He puts a lot of stress on the defense, sideline to sideline when he has the ball in his hands. The kids up front have given him ample time to find the open guy, and if something would happen, break down, he has the elusiveness to get away. You know, that's probably been the biggest thing for us, that we just have that added dimension of the threat of the run this year more than we had in the past.
The Atlantic defense has shown improvement throughout the year, and Coach McDermott said everyone is building confidence and understanding their defensive roles better.
Each of them in certain situations has a chance to shine based off of what we're doing defensively, so they've kind of taken that to heart, and they're starting to rally behind that hey, I might not be the guy that makes the play, but I'm the guy that lets my buddy make the play. So we need guys that eat up blocks, and then we need guys to come in and finish guys off, and that's kind of what happened happened on the last play of the game last week. We had a couple guys take on blocks. Everybody else pursued the ball, and boom, you know, good things happen, and that's what we're looking for here, too.
The Trojans and the Falcons are scheduled to kick it off at 7 o'clock in Ida Grove tonight. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call. That begins with the pregame at 6:30. You can catch the game on the air, online, on the web app, or you can watch it along with us on the KJAN TV page at KJAN.com. Our weekly pick'em show, Who's Going to Win, is at 6 o'clock tonight. Stay tuned after the game for the high school scoreboard show at 10 o'clock, and you can hear a full rundown with Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview. That's at 4:45 this afternoon here on KJAN. That's a Class 2A District 9 game, also in 2A District 9. Kemper Catholic is at Greene County, while Shenandoah is at Red Oak. Also in District in Class 3A, District 1, Denison is at Bishop Heelan Catholic. In District 2, Carroll hosting Boone. In District 9, Harlan is at Glenwood. Winterset at Lewis Central. Creston at ADM. In Class 1A play tonight, Clarinda is at ACGC. Mount Air at Panorama. And West Central Valley is at Van Meter in District 8. In District 9, Missouri Valley is at Maple Valley. And another big District 9 contest tonight has two of the contenders in the Class 1A in the 10th-ranked trainer hosting Underwood tonight. Here's trainer coach Jeff Casey.
You know, they're 5-0 on the season. Their offense is off to an incredible start. Their defense, I think, gets overlooked a little bit sometimes by their offensive numbers, but their defense is really, really talented. And so we're going to have our hands full, and, you know, it's a big game. It's what we play the game for.
It'll match Underwood's passing attack that's ranked 5th in 1A against Trainer's triple-option offense that's 2nd in 1A in rushing.
They do a really nice job of mixing up the passing game with the running game. And, you know, coaches talk about balance all the time, and they are very balanced. They're not quite 50-50 run-throw, but they're pretty darn close. Our balance is a little bit different. Our balance consists of how many carries Jake Fisher is going to get versus Chase Reber and Jack Tarks and all the other guys. And so, you know, we spread the ball around. It's just a little bit different style than the way they do it.
Should be a solid matchup tonight. Also in Class A play tonight in District 2, IKM Manning is at Northwest Webster. In District 9, AHSTW hosting Earlham. Nottoway Valley at Riverside. St. Albert is at Southwest Valley. In District 10, Logan Magnolia is at Lawton Bronson. Tri-Center hosting West Monona. Also in Class in 8-man play tonight in District 7, Fremont Mills is at Bedford. Sydney at East Mills. Stanton Essex travels to Griswold. In District 8, Cam is at Woodbine. Coon Rapids Baird at Audubon, Exira EHK at West Harrison, Glidden Ralston at Boyer Valley tonight. Well, the defending NFC champions have dropped their second straight since a 3-0 start to the season. The Seattle Seahawks withstood a wild finish to beat the Los Angeles Rams 30-29 last night. Russell Wilson threw a go-ahead 5-yard touchdown pass to Chris Carson on 4th and goal with 2:28 remaining. However, the Rams moved the ball deep into Seattle territory following Carson's scoring reception. Greg Zuerlein came on to win it for Los Angeles after hitting 3 field goals earlier in the game, but his 44-yard kick sailed wide right with 11 seconds remaining. Well, St. Louis Cardinals and the Los Angeles Dodgers have taken Game 1 of their National League Division Series. The Redbirds did it with a pair of late rallies, while the Dodgers relied on their outstanding pitching. The Cards scored twice in the 8th inning and erupted for 4 in the 9th off Mark Melancon to earn a 7-6 win over the Braves. Marcell Ozuna delivered a tie-breaking 2-run double and scored on Colton Wong's 2-run double to put the Cards up 7-3. The Braves almost tied it in the bottom of the 9th inning. Ronald Acuna Jr. belted a 2-run homer off of Carlos Martinez with nobody out before the Cardinals closer served up a solo shot to Freddie Freeman. Martinez managed to hang on to the lead by retiring Josh Donaldson on a grounder and fanning Nick Markakis to end it. Acuna was also criticized by teammates and manager Brian Snitker for failing to run out a long fly ball in the 7th inning. The drive caromed off the wall for a would-be double, but Acuna had to settle for a single after electing to admire his hit instead of running hard to first base. The Braves held a 3-1 lead in the 8th until Paul Goldschmidt hit a solo homer and Matt Carpenter delivered an RBI single. Braves starter Dallas Keuchel was lifted after 4 2/3 innings, charged with 1 run and 5 hits and 3 walks. Miles Michaelis lasted 5 innings for the Redbirds, limiting Atlanta to 1 run and 3 hits. In Los Angeles, Walker Buehler combined with 3 relievers on a 2-hitter as the Dodgers whipped the Nationals 6-0. Buehler was fantastic for 6 innings, striking out 8 and holding Washington to 1 hit. He worked around 3 walks and didn't allow a hit after Juan Soto's leadoff single in the top of the 2nd inning. The New York Yankees manager Aaron Boone has named his first 3 starters for the American League Division Series against Minnesota, but Twins skipper Rocco Baldelli hasn't announced who will follow Game 1 starter Jose Berríos in his rotation. James Paxton will start the opener for the Bombers today, followed by Masahiro Tanaka in Game 2 and Luis Severino in Game 3 in Minneapolis. Right-hander Jake Odorizzi is the most likely candidate to start Game 2 for Minnesota. Pitcher C.C. Sabathia appears to have no problem with being left off the Yankees AL Division Series roster by manager Aaron Boone. Sabathia is bothered by a sore left shoulder and says he didn't want to be selfish and pitch while injured and put the team in a bad spot. Mickey Callaway has been fired by the New York Mets after missing the playoffs in his two seasons as manager. That move comes 4 days after New York wrapped up an 86-76 season that marked a 9-win improvement over his 2018 debut. New York went 46-26 following the All-Star break and made an unlikely charge into the National League wildcard race, only to be eliminated during the final week. Former Yankees skipper Joe Girardi and Astros bench coach Joe Espada have been mentioned as possible replacements for Callaway, who was 163-161 in his two seasons at the helm. The Mets are the seventh team seeking a new manager this offseason. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.